As Rohingya Muslims continue to face persecution at the hands of the Buddhist extremists in Myanmar, hundreds of Rohingya families who fled the country after the outbreak of communal violence are living in miserable condition in Jammu and Kashmir. Fearing for their lives, hundreds of Rohingya families are living as refugees in various parts of Jammu region, the winter capital of Indian-controlled Kashmir. They are living in abject poverty in slums which lack all the basic facilities like water and toilets. They had been given asylum seeker card by United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees in 2011. However, they are still deprived of the basic facilities that refugees are entitled to.
Muslims are being mercilessly butchered in Myanmar. Their shops are looted. That's why we fled our country and came here. But here, we are facing a lot of problems, like lack of water and electricity. We are living in deplorable condition and no one seems bothered.
So much innocent blood has been spilled. Some of my relatives have also been killed. It's an ethnic cleansing and Buddhists don't want Muslims to live in Myanmar. Even the government forces are complicit in the military campaign against Muslims. They don't treat us as equal citizens of the country.
Some of them came here 5 years back when the tension started and some have come as recently as 2 weeks ago. Life is not easy for them. They want basic facilities and proper education for their children, which looks like chasing for mirage. Men work as manual labor, but they say the wages are too meager to meet their daily requirements. Experts describe the situation of displaced Rohingya families in Jammu as worst. They say the rate of malnutrition among these refugees is alarming and have warned of an impending catastrophe.
They are living in a miserable condition. Women and children are suffering the most. If the authorities continue to ignore them, they might die of starvation or some epidemic. The government should construct temporary huts for them and give them some sort of financial assistance. The UN, OIC and the Arab leaders must also come forward, particularly to protect the Rohingya Muslims, who are subjected to murderous prosecution in their country.
Attacks against Muslims in Myanmar have intensified in recent years. The violence has reportedly left hundreds of Rohingya Muslims dead and nearly 1 million have been rendered homeless. Worst reports have suggested that the government has shown absolute apathy to the crimes committed by Buddhist extremists.
As one of the world's most persecuted minorities, Rohingya Muslims, who live as refugees in Jammu, are facing a lot of hardships. They say the state government is turning a blind eye to their tale of misery and helplessness. Saeed Ali Safi, Press TV, Indian-controlled Kashmir.